The Kula Agricultural Park is made up of 445 acres of land split into 31 farm lots of varying sizes, supporting 26 farmers. The county's now considering expanding that park, leasing and eventually buying 869 acres of former sugarcane land from Alexander and Baldwin. Joining us to talk about those plans is Warren Watanabe, the executive director of the Maui County Farm Bureau. Warren, aloha. Thanks for joining us today. What's the basic thought behind the expansion plans?
Well, the basic thought for the expansion plan, I think, is to increase diversified ag on Maui. We do presently have a current ag park, but we're looking to expand and increase production of all types of agriculture.
And in terms of this approach, that addresses part of one of the big challenges, the cost of farmland. But another big issue for farmers all across the islands, but especially on Maui, is access to water. How would that work at an expanded ag park?
Well, my understanding is it'll use the same system out of the utilizing East Maui Irrigation, their system. So that system currently services our current ag park, and that system will also service this new ag park. So we hope the public understands that, you know, this is water that's really critical for agriculture. And so, you know, we hope the community will get behind this project.
So as part of this shift also, the geography is a little different. The elevation of the new parcels would be lower, further down from upcountry. So that makes a difference with the temperatures for one thing and with the wind for another. How would that affect potential crops and that diversification that you were talking about?
Well, I think, you know, again, you know, like you mentioned, it is a different elevation, and it does make a difference, especially with vegetable crops. So one, you mentioned water. It may require more irrigation water per acre. But also it gives an opportunity to diversify our commodities. You know, traditionally Maui has had crops like head cabbage, Chinese cabbage, lettuces. I think it's an opportunity to maybe explore other crops such as melons that may need lower temperatures. And so I think it adds to the diversification of our crops that we will be growing here on Maui.
And when it comes to the financing of all of this, I understand the legislature has set aside $5 million. The county is putting up another million. But this comes back ultimately to talking with Alexander and Baldwin. How are those discussions going, and what do you see ahead for that?
Well, I think it'll proceed fine. I know A&B wants and will keep the land in productive agriculture. And this is part of their overall strategy of utilizing their acreage that was formerly sugarcane. So I think, you know, they'll do their best and strongly support this effort.
And because the land was used for so long for sugarcane, that has an impact in terms of the soil. Now, some of the potential talk that I've seen involves potentially organic crops. Are there challenges with preparing the land for that, and how might that work if it winds up as a mix of organic and conventional crops as far as the land goes?
Well, as far as the soils, it may be a require, if you're going to go organic, to again, you need a three-year process before you can get certified. But overall, I think the land is fine as it is. I don't think it'll be a huge issue, but again, because the mayor has proposed having mixed uses, you know, of types of agriculture, whether it's organic, convention, or conventional, it's going to take the tenants to be able have the ability to work with each other. I mean, if this does happen, again, you know, everybody has to be cooperative and coexist as a total unit, and I think, you know, it'll be better for the community if everybody gets along, so to speak. And I think that's the main issue. I don't think the land, the quality of land, is in question.
Well, let me ask you about another concern. Farmland, of course, one expense that, and if you take that out of the picture, that's one challenge dealt with. But housing for farmers, for farm workers, another concern, just in terms of the expense of that. How might that be addressed?
Well, I think for farm workers, I mean, it is an issue across the state. We are very concerned about it because without, as you know, without labor, Hawaii agriculture, especially on a diversified side, it'll be very difficult to make it a viable industry. We're here on Maui, we're looking, and I think on a statewide, we're looking for different alternatives because, I'll be honest, I'm not frankly in support of building houses in an ag park. I know the state also doesn't allow it in their ag parks. So it could set a precedence, and we need to be careful of unforeseen complications from doing allowing that. So we are looking at possibly trying to get like dormitory style housing for farm employees.
Tents, tiny houses being talked about elsewhere in different situations, or are those among options that you might look at?
I mean, maybe it's an option, I think, open to farmers, but I think, you know, we need to be aware because I work closely with the U.S. Department of Labor, and there are concerns whether tiny homes will meet federal labor standards regarding agricultural workers. So we need to really look into it and identify how it can be used and to make sure that the farmers are compliant.
So at this point, from where you sit today, what's your biggest challenge in terms of moving this project ahead?
I think it's basically getting, first of all, finding farmers, people that want to farm commercially. Because I think, you know, one of the problems we have is that, you know, we heard about the governor's call to increase local food production by 2020. And hopefully this project can help in assisting with that goal. But I think on the immediate thing is to get the land ready for occupation by the tenants and getting all agreements in place, making sure it's all properly executed between the state and the county. And, you know, and again, making sure that the water is available, because if the water isn't available in the quantity that's needed, we all know agriculture cannot survive without water.
All comes back to water. Warren, right, thanks exactly. So much for joining us today. Warren K. Watanabe was a third-generation farmer in Kula, now executive director for the Maui County Farm Bureau, longtime advocate for agriculture in the county, serving on various boards and commissions. And Warren, mahalo for joining us today.